Blog Talk Radio.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland. From ex-girlfriends to others who said you can't build a business and grow. But our porter is too strong. And just like the creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next new names haven't left.
Ball hit Fred, Sir Knox. Rock, chop shop.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s hip hop workshop.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
L Dog, K Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spitbox.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Emax, HTO, HJS, Ham City.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not Done Name Dropping.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Ron Voigt, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
350, J. Lewis, 80X, a stew.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Al Fats, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, The Breakers in the Game.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Stephen the King, Besto, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets, or Mainstays.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Mr. Abdullah, and Big E, a star.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
And I want to say thank you all for not leaving Cleveland. And you all probably could have taken the time to have left when you see the weather that we're going through right now. But I want to say I thank you all up front. You are listening to, once again, Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 3. And that man, it's an acronym. It's an abbreviation, stands for Music Activism News. And the number here is 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. I have three quick disclaimers that I'll be getting into because I don't want anybody caught off guard. And, wow, I'll be going to the phone line very quick, and I just want to let people know, hey, we have a 216-213. Sometimes you may not expect to say anything, and if you don't, well, you don't have to. You can stay silent. But the thing is, after I read these three disclaimers, you'll see why I kind of do what I do. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind because you are important. Now, while I have the time to do this, I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. And we'll say a re-debut that Sheriff Kilroy. We'll get into a few things shortly. 10, number 9, the debut of my man Eastside, already promotes Club Anatomy, and he's helping open up another club in the area. So congratulations to that enterprising brother. Number 8, LHS Lady Hood Stars. Number 7, Native. Number 6, moving up, Black House Sounds. Number 5, moving up, Black Odyssey. Number 4, moving up, Ayolo with A Perfect Storm, Black Man Army member with his take on Tamir Rice. Number 3, biggest jump, Suave Gotti with Never Be. That's the single. Wow. Number 2, debuting Cleveland State University. They had a real nice Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. tribute where the Cleveland Philharmonic Orchestra was there. Number 1, debut ICMR. We'll tell you more about that in just a little while. Real nice Dr. Martin Luther King tribute featuring Suave Gotti, Man in the Streets, Black Man Army. Many more people were there, but before I can do too much, when I see a lot of people call in, it is a beautiful thing. And as I take down a number and I look and see that I'll be coming to 216-406 shortly as well, I just want to, I will say two things real quick. Whew, definitely rest in heaven. Better off, our own gospel rapper who was on the soundtrack to the book that I was blessed to write a few years ago. Definitely pray for his family and friends. His sister passed. Definitely rest in heaven for Nikki. She, Nikki Batiste, definitely for the offspring that she left as well. That's a tough time for the family. And also number 2, co-founder Glenn Frey, age 67, he just passed. And for people who don't know the song, like Welcome to the Hotel California, and you see why I rap, there's no singing ability in me. But anyway, life in the fast lane, the heat is on, Smuggler's Blues from, what was that, Miami Vice soundtrack? Miami Vice, you can look it up, you know, show from the 80s, Crockett Tubbs, all that stuff. But they first formed Glenn Frey, co-founder Don Henley, early 1970s with the Eagles. He struggled the past few weeks, colitis, rheumatoid arthritis, pneumonia. So that's what was going on there. And since I seem to have a few other phone callers calling me in and calling into the show, let's start off with 216-213. That's 216-213. How are you doing out there? 216-213. Because, yeah, you might have just wanted to listen. But I gave you the rules, and I should let people know one thing. And that is, like I said before, if you're on the phone line, even if you intend on listening, I'll come through. Now, if something happens and we talk and you want to get in on the phone conversation later on, if you haven't pressed the 1, you can. If you want to hang up and call back and there's nobody on, we'll be glad to get you back on there because, like I say, you never know if you'll say something that will empower or inspire me. As a matter of fact, before I get to, wow, and I'm looking at the fact we have another phone caller who had just joined us with the 216-209. We'll get to you after we go to the 216-406. But, you know, I'm enjoying the conversation so far because I want to let people know, if you choose, which you can do, one thing that I might not have put out there, shoutcast.com. You go to shoutcast.com, you go to Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours a day. Regional artists. That's 24 hours a day, shoutcast.com, Hood Tunes Radio. So some of the music that you hear here, you'll definitely hear there. And before I do anything else, I want to let people know that 646-478-0944 phone number can be used on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for EMAX and The Mindset. And I would like to get into one little thing so I can get it out of my way. I have a couple of phone callers I'll be getting to, but this letter was written to the Plain Dealer yesterday from one of our Black on Black Crime Incorporated members. Also, she belongs to the Carl Stokes Brigade. Is the process working? Did it ever? Tamir Rice never had a chance. Within 2 seconds, 2 bullets were pumped into his stomach, and the police never tried to give him first aid. Tamir never had a chance. Before a grand jury could rule, Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Timothy J. McGinty released a report from a so-called independent panel that concluded the shooting was reasonable. Tamir never had a chance because the prosecutor pleaded for the grand jury not to indict. Case was sabotaged from the beginning to the end. The mayor and the chief of police want the people of Cleveland to wait out the process. We waited on the process for Michael Pipkins. We waited on the process for Brandon McCloud. We waited on the process for Timothy Russell. We waited on the process for Melissa Williams. We waited on the process for Tamir Rice. So tell me, how long is the process? From Donnie M. Pastard from Cleveland. You know, I want to add a little something on that word, sabotage, because that's a deep word. You don't want to just go out there and use a word if you're not sure what it might mean. So I wanted to look at that as sabotage, you know. Could you say the sabotage is because the Timothy J. McGinty, he got defense witnesses for the police, basically speaking, when his job was to prosecute and let them get their own witnesses. Could you say sabotage is no grand jury? Even he standing and saying he wasn't going to ask for one? Or how about sabotage when he ignored a judge arrest request on both police officers? Well, you have to look at the word sabotage by definition. Deliberate action aimed at weakening a polity or corporation through subversion. Obstruction, and I didn't mispronounce the word, it was P-O-L-I-T-Y, or corporation through subversion, weakening that. Obstruction, disruption, or destruction, even in a workplace setting. Isn't that what Prosecutor McGinty did when he refused to arrest Lohman and Garnback? And the judge told him to. If he had arrested them, well, it could have swayed the grand jury. Now, sabotage is the way the prosecutor said he would have ruled against and recommended the grand jury file no charges instead of letting them do their job. Sabotage, end quote. I'm going to go because you've been listening to me for too long, and like I say, I appreciate those who choose to call in. So with that being said, I'm going to see what's on the mind of 216-406. 216-406, how are you doing?
Well, Brother Al, this is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I am a superwoman. I'm mixed. I have a mixed emotions again. Sometimes I don't know if I'm bipolar or not, but whole lot of stuff going on, brother. Whole lot of stuff going on.
I hear you. Is the volume all the way up on your phone, or are you not talking as loud as you normally would?
Okay, it's all the way up. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now. I wanted the whole world to hear you.
Okay, well,
so,
you know, it's just air was probably in my ear. No.
Okay, so, yeah,
okay.
So you're back to normal, so we good. So go right ahead.
Okay, we good. I just needed to call in and say hey to you and just tell you how much I appreciate you for everything that you're doing for this community, for the things that you're doing for the country and for the people, especially in this city. You know, it was King's honorable birthday that people are shooting at the homes of people who are already have been victimized, you know?
Oh, yes.
You know, it took something out of me. Again, it was almost like reliving Little Major's, you know, murder all over again, to know that somebody is attacking and has been, you know, intimidating and threatening and now shooting at their house. You know, what? That hurt me
because we were at an event today, and I'll get into the event later, but I'm going to pull exactly what you were talking about because I was left there with one other member of our group, Brother Hayes, because quite a few of our members ended up, as soon as we got the call, leaving the event where we were to having our respects and tribute for Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And a couple of our members, Sergeant Major Stokes, he ended up leaving out to lead a couple of brothers to go over there where the incident was, just because it was such a, I'd say, a brazen act of cowardice.
Definitely.
That's all I can say. And There are a few other names I'd like to use. I'm not sure if I want to use them right now, but it was like
just savage behavior.
We're
both being politically correct tonight.
Yes.
It could be something totally different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and people are just insensitive. I had to get a little bit out of character today. I let the gas company into my building, and this Caucasian man made a comment about it being cold in the hood. And I turned around, I said, who are you talking to? You know, well, those weren't the exact words, but he got my drift eerie up and ran up the steps. It's Martin Luther King's birthday. I'm black. You white. You don't say those things to me, especially today. People are still just blatantly ignorant. Ignorant. And it doesn't matter now what color they are.
Right.
They're just ignorant. People are just ignorant. And you know, Brother Al, we've got, and I don't know if he's on the line, Brother Charles Clark. He's out of here. You know, the 5-month-old father who was murdered.
Yes.
He said he was going to be on the line. His area code is 571. But he wants he's desperately willing and ready and able to help the city of Cleveland. He's been advocating for us for a long time. And you're somebody I want him to connect with.
I definitely will. I'll tell you something. God works things out in mysterious ways. And the reason I say that is because I don't want to give out any misinformation unless I know I'm right. Because sometimes a person can say, I think I'm right, or I believe I'm right. Actually, you should know you're right, because if you know you're right, that's going to help you out a whole lot more than a little bit. But I had talked to several people, and I was just, I'll say, thankful, because I had gotten a chance to talk to, I believe, Brother Charles, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from him, because he was one of those who, I believe, Sonia Garth had invited out to the...
Yes.
You know something?
Well,
I had
all of them on my call, Charles Clark, Charles Wakefield, and Sonia, not too long ago. And I'm waiting for, we're going to do an encore.
Good.
We got to do that marathon again.
Good. I appreciate what you do. As a matter of fact, I can hold you on the line just a little bit before you say certain things that are going on, because I want to let people know when you're in tune to certain things, they intend on happening. And at the 165th Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which will be Creator Willing February the 6th at Cleveland State University, 1899, main classroom building, large room 165, our special guest will be Jane Doe, a.k.a. Coco Z, the mix mistress, who did a lot of mixing on Z1079 in the past. Laura Cowan, she did a play, an investigation discovery TV station about her life, and she went toe-to-toe with Dr. Phil on his own show. And a lady, you might know her from I Am a Superwoman Radio, Tina Hobson, and that will be from 1:45 to 6 p.m., with the entrance being from Euclid Avenue or Chester. Now go right ahead. Rest of the time is yours.
Okay. Well, you just said it all. You said it all. I appreciate your asking me, inviting me to be a part of the workshop in February the 6th. You know, and that came about after a conversation that we were having, and we were talking about, you know, I started talking about my circle of sister friends. You know, that that lie that the black women can't get along. So I've got something to bring to the table, because it is a lie. I get along. And they get along with me. We support each other. Black women are not all backstabbers, believe me. They're not. Just because we might, you know, flow in different circles don't mean we're enemies. We just flow in different circles. So
I appreciate
I'm really looking forward to being down at the Cleveland State University with you on the 6th.
Thank you. And where can we find more of you?
You can find me just point and click, Google, okay? I'm on I Am a Superwoman Radio, which is now a network. I've got other shows under me now, and that address is www.blogtalkradio.com/ I Am a Superwoman 2. My shows, my specific shows, airs on Friday nights, 9 o'clock p.m. Then I have a praise and worship hour, gospel hour, 8 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. Miss Savvy Pro Show airs the second and fourth Tuesdays on my channel. And we're getting ready to start another one. And the Vice, you know how we used to have Dear Abby? We're going to do a Dear Kiki. Kiki Cornelius is a life coach out of California. So she's coming onto my channel also. So some good things are happening in 2016, Brother Al. They really, really are. I'm expanding. God is expanding my territory.
We're proud to hear that. And, hey, I look forward to having you in at that hip-hop workshop. And if you hold a line, I think you'll find a couple of things that I get into would be very interesting.
Always. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I think what I'll do, you know, what I might end up doing is get myself into some trouble here and there. But that's one of the things I do before I go to that 216-209 phone number, that 216-337. I want to let people know on a light note, on a very light note, that for artists, anybody who is about to get on the line here, you know, definitely for the artists, people trying to sell things or sell products, according to this magazine, online magazine called Skilly Magazine, that's S-K-I-L-L-Y, hey, I don't care what you name it as long as it gives you something to think about, and they say one way for artists to successfully make money is use Google AdSense, A-D-S-E-N-S-E, AdSense on your website. If you write and develop good content on your own website, display ads and your own content, you can get enough clicks to earn money as people will want to advertise website. Number two, one reason why artists fail in music, they have awful music. Now, that kind of just makes sense, but if you dig deeper, it says hip-hop's never been as duplicated as it is now. Every single song these artists come out with sounds exactly the same, and most sound horrible. Don't duplicate a style. People don't want to hear the same stuff over and over again. Be original. And then number three, one of the biggest mistakes independent artists make. Biggest mistake number one, they think they need a manager. You don't need a manager. Managers are for major artists who literally have no time to breathe. If you're an independent artist, make sure you make enough money on your own first before you decide to share your pie. When you get to the point where you're getting so many calls you can't handle it, that's when you know it's the right time for outside management. Just wanted to throw that out there because so many times people will run up to me and say they have a manager, and they and their manager just don't know what it is that you're doing, and I have nothing against Cousin Mookie, unless Cousin Mookie has gone to school to be a manager at business. He's got his degree. He studied the business. He knows what he's doing. Then it's like, oh, but he's not going to say he's Cousin Mookie. He wouldn't even know it's a cousin because he'd be going by Mr. Smith or Mr. John or whatever. He might even say Sam, but you wouldn't know it's your Cousin Mookie. So I just wanted to put that out there that you'll know when it's time. If you can handle everything yourself, you don't need a manager yet. But when it's getting overwhelming and there's money on the table and you're beginning to miss it, I kind of think that's time when you need one. I want to also point out that the Art McCoy Radio Show is Sunday, 5 p.m., 1490. That's 1490 AM WERE, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And you can also check out Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious. And when you listen to those shows, hey, if you hear it on this station, call in and let them know. Hey, I heard it on Man in the Streets. What's going on? Well, Ad, that's how you become more and more connected. I know this person didn't want to hear me talk for a long time. So 216-209, I apologize for keeping you waiting. What's going on out there with you?
Oh, man, Al Porter, this is John from Black Odyssey, first and foremost. And I just want to say what you were talking about make perfect sense. You know, I see that and I deal with that and the shows and everything. And just in case for people that don't know and hear what I'm getting into, I'm John from Black Odyssey. That's BLAQODESSY. And what we do, other than make music, wonderful music, we put people in the club and help them out so they can get exposure and get free music videos. And to go along with Al was saying, if you have a manager, your manager will get up with you. Your manager will stay with you. You should not have to chase your manager. Your manager should be chasing you. So I just wanted to throw that in, what you were saying with that, because I see that all the time. On practically every show, I'm seeing somebody that's every time they turn around, they say they got a manager. And I don't want to throw no bombs or no nothing out there, but I've seen it where the manager showed up to the artist show drunk, not knowing what's going on, handing the microphone to the wrong person, and the whole set just look a mess.
Got you.
So, yeah. And I
thanks for keeping it real.
Well, I have to because honesty is a part of my business.
Right.
So, I want to get into the next part of why I called in, too. The Coast to Coast, Best of the Best, Black Odyssey and For the Love Entertainment, Coast to Coast mixtape has dropped. We dropped it a little early. It's on
Ooh.
That disc, and it's on Get Right Music. I will be sending you the link after this call. And it's doing pretty well. It's been out 4 days, and it's almost at 2,000 views. This is before Coast to Coast had even touched it with their promotion part of the deal, and this is the promotion that we're putting on with it. So any artist that's listening right now want to get in the Best of Best competition, it will be coming back up soon, and the entry fee is $125. I am John from Black Odyssey, and you can catch Black Odyssey just by Googling us at BLAQODESSY. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
Man, we appreciate that information, man, for real. And like I say, I think you might like a couple of things we get into shortly, if you hold a line. But I always appreciate the work that you do out there, man. The whole group for Black Odyssey.
No problem.
And we appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you too, Al Porter.
No problem. That's my man representing Black Odyssey, and a shout out to Lethal as well. And you know, before I do anything else, I just want to say that I don't know who else is on the line. I'm looking at the 216-337. I'm going to give just my thoughts on something, and maybe try to soften it up, like give you like maybe a radio show or something. So when I come to the phone line, you won't, like, be extra upset with me or anything like that. But I want to just put out there, and this is my opinion only. Everybody has one. But I'm a little bit peeved right now as a person in the community because two prominent, not one, but two prominent pastor organizations blew a golden opportunity and chance to flex their muscle, even represent the whole community, and meet prosecutor Timothy J. McGinty over not indicting two police officers over Tamir Rice's death. Now, the pastors who belong to the Federation of Network Ministries and the United Pastors in Mission canceled their meetings. I'm not saying Tim McGinty is an excellent person. I'm far from a believer in that. But a Federation of Network Ministries member, the one group, canceled, saying that State Representative Marsha Fudge urged them to cancel, although she denies it. Now, Fudge did say, the representative, that she was glad they canceled and hoped they would stand with her to support McGinty's opponent, Mike O'Malley. But What? Rona, would both groups bow out of a meeting when Marsha Fudge or O'Malley never met or spoke with families of victims? As of yet, they just didn't. At a minimum, the controversial decisions of Tim McGinty should have been dealt with in community discussions, not political maneuvering. Whether Fudge urged the Federation of Network Ministries to cancel or not, isn't the case. The meeting wouldn't have been an endorsement of McGinty, but a way to air grievances and give views. But that opportunity has been denied to both groups because they canceled. And it's sad. It wasn't over Tim McGinty, so he would have probably came and faced the music. Now, next month, Mike O'Malley and Tim McGinty face off February 16th, 7 p.m., and Cheswick Fairmount Temple in Beechwood, care of the Greater Cleveland Congregation, which looks very political to me. But that's just an opinion. I want to let people know, should they choose, they can check out. They can choose to check out Thursdays, 3 p.m., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's Cleveland Standard Time on voiceatradio.com. And since you've been waiting for a little while, let's see what's on the mind of the 216-337. 216-337, I apologize. I've been on the soapbox too long today. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Good to hear you. That's a great report you gave on McGinty and O'Malley as well, and the pastors that canceled the meeting, and a lot of fishy stuff going on in the politics of Cleveland.
You didn't lie.
Yes, sir. I actually got a text from someone today who's working on a campaign for another prosecutor to be running, and we need to get 6,000 signatures. I didn't get to speak to the gentleman who's working on this, and I won't mention his name yet until I speak to him.
Gotcha.
But we'll be doing some petitioning. We need 6,000 signatures by March. And I'm not sure of the candidate even yet, but I have a feeling I know who it is. But
same here. I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out. Keep going.
I'll report back to you as soon as I find out, probably tomorrow. Now, I just came back from Incendiary, the play that Sherry Tulliver was involved with. Sherry Tulliver, the daughter of Stanley Tulliver, the civil rights attorney from Cleveland from a few years ago.
What
a powerful play. It's about the Hough riots of 50 years ago when I was 9 years old. And, I lived in the Cleveland area at the time. And I, being a young white boy from the suburbs, I remember was stay away from Hough, which I did for so many years. And I finally went back to finally had the courage to go to Hough, and it wasn't scary at all, and they got a beautiful African history museum over there, as you know, so I'd be glad to go back to Hough again and again. In fact, we helped put a garden in there a few years ago.
Okay.
It ain't scary there, and but a big part of that play was also the injustice that occurred afterwards. They showed the trials and the grand jury and talking about, and it just seemed as icy cold as the current grand jury on the Tamir Rice case and the bad evidence that the prosecutor put forth, McGinty, which is why we want him out now, because all he did was want to exonerate police.
Right.
So history things have not changed much since 50 years ago with the Hough riots, unfortunately.
Commentary. And I just want to say,
now,
I thank you. Keep going.
I just want to tell you that play will still be going on for the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If people want to go over there and see it, it's $12. And that great discussion follows. And Sherry Tulliver led this discussion tonight. I don't know if she'll be there for Thursday or Friday or Saturday, but people still have a chance to go see it. And I encourage you to do so. Yes, sir.
And once again, where is it being held?
West 65th in Detroit. It's the Cleveland Public Theater, Gordon Square Theater.
Thank you so much, Brother Don. That is one that I definitely recommend. And now I have to look at the schedule that I have and make my way over towards there for the weekend. So thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'll have a good evening. I'll listen in now. Thank you.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, you know, before I play, like, the song that had the biggest jump, at least, take at least maybe 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, and mention a name that might sound familiar, a couple of names, since it was brought up briefly. Shauna Smith, who went to court for over a week in the past September, and his lawyers argued details of how a Cleveland police officer killed her son. Now, the trial was over a week on the 19th floor of the federal building downtown, and Judge Solomon Oliver and 11 jurors who heard the testimony about March 2012, when Shauna Smith's son, Kenneth Smith, Kenny, a.k.a. Ken Ball, promising rapper, about to be signed, he was in a downtown bar when a gunshot rang out, or gunshots. And the 20-year-old ran out, like a lot of others, and got in a friend's car, ducked the madness. Off-duty officer Roger Jones, thinking the car contained the shooter, ran up with his gun drawn, killed him. Now, Ken Smith didn't have a gun. Prosecutor Tim McGinney said Officer Jones correctly and heroically took action to protect the safety of the citizens of Cleveland. Now, McGinty ruled it justified, but the Smith family, in September, they won like $4.5 million and $1 million. But wait a second. Thanks to the crafty city of Cleveland's law department, the money judgment may never come. Now, you must understand, from 2004 to 2014, Cleveland has shelled out $10.5 million for cops acting badly. Now, from about 2006 to 2011, in 44 of our country's largest jurisdictions, officers financially contributed to settlements and judgments, if, like they're supposed to, in 41% of approximately 9,225 civil rights cases of damages going in the plaintiff's favor. Now, recently, cities like Cleveland's law department has paid police officers to file for bankruptcy. Benefits the city to get their employees to file for bankruptcy. Let's put it this way. No attorney in good faith counsels a client in the bankruptcy, but remember, the cops' attorneys also a lot of times represent the city. And think about it. If a cop is bankrupt to pay for their partner lawsuit, it can halt your settlement being paid to you because the city can't pay the full fare. So if you luck up and even win a court case, the cop still keeps their job and you get no money. Smart move, but Councilman Kevin Conwell and even Councilman Jeff Johnson, they didn't even know about the law, which is called indemnification. They didn't know about that law. They're checking on it now. It was brought out. And if you want to, you can check out the full scope of it in this week's Say magazine. That's now out. This overview, like I said, is just part of the article. I'm going to take some time. I'm going to play this song because it takes me way back. Had the big jump. This brother by the name of Suave Gotti, Never Be. See if you can remember some of the landmarks that were mentioned in this track.
O-G-D.
I do.
This OGDJ Goldie Montana, representing my nigga Suave Gotti. My A1 from day one. Cleveland, stand up and let your legs broke, nigga.
Man, watch one of these old cats gonna say something gonna piss me off.
Big bruh.
Lisa, man, what you bringing me here for?
Man, when the last time you been to an old school cabaret?
Not long enough.
Yo, my dude, ain't you Suave?
Yeah, of course.
Peace gang. You still rapping with
the peace show?
Hey, yo, I don't know why you cats don't act like y'all don't know how to make that hits no more.
Oh, yeah? Well, keep flapping your gum. I'm going to go in 220 studio and make you eat those words, you SpongeBob.
Since I live near Harvard, I hopped on a 15 to get there. And when we wanted to steal, we were hit there. And put in work like some bricklayers. Big toys for them big boys out here stealing Ric Flair. And if you had a girl you wanted to hit square, then you stole a Big Bird or a Big Bear. That was right before 86, yeah, with the tears for fear and the song from the big chair. I'm telling the truth, but y'all don't hear me though. I'm old school with a value city flow. Suave was a don, all the biddies know. Pink gangster tell a jam in the video. Walking through Randall Park Mall with my pink on. Adidas, Levi's, and my mink on. What you think, Holmes?
is a Mac pack. Am I old school enough with my backpack? I'm at the casino like backpack. Only money I spent on your mama's what I went off of blackjack. I'm at the casino like backpack. Only money I spent on your mama's what I went off of blackjack.
21.
Been a man since 92.
Song. I mean, OG DJs, Goldie Montana, on the drops and all of that for Suave Gotti's song, Never Be. And I like that song just because it takes me back to the Mirage, Bottom Line, Zaire's, Value City, Duran Duran, which was all mentioned in that song. Today was a nice day because it was the first Republican Martin Luther King Jr. tribute and celebration of life for Republican Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who showed how you could work together with everybody. And it was co-chaired by Man in the Streets, Al Porter Jr., and Cynthia Blake, chairperson Donna Walker Brown. And the presentation of colors, you, of course, had the red, black, and green flag there as well. I want to point out that Black Man's Army, our evangelist, Brother Williams was there. Now, you know it's interesting when you have Cuyahoga County Councilman Jack Schron. We were in the Jergens building, so I think he should have been there. Man in the Streets got a chance to intro in the General Donald Walker Brown, Republican chairperson for Cuyahoga County. Rob Foss was there. Judge Sarah Harper got a chance to speak. Mama Porter got a chance to talk about encounters with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the South, some of what she went through and how she ended up meeting Dr. King and working along with that movement. Montgomery, Alabama, she was from Pickensville, you know, so it's a nice thing. Author Doreen Burtz spoke on logic. Obie Shelton came through, played a couple of songs with that violin. I know a lot of you all said he's still around. Yes, he is. Played the last song because Suave Gotti did a Martin Luther King hip hop tribute and off the head type of stuff. You know, freestyled it, killed a lot of things. Councilman Kevin Conwell Band was there. And we also paid tribute to women such as Sonia Garth, who was mentioned earlier, Lady Red Hall, Alicia Kirkman, Brenda Bickerstaff, who have lost loved ones due to violence. Not just random violence, but it can be police violence as well. Violence is violence, and we know that Dr. King would definitely be working on certain things like that if he was still alive. He wouldn't just be standing back saying, "Whoop, you're on your own. I'm going to take this day off." Oh, no. As a matter of fact, don't get mad at me for where I go with this next story. But before I do, maybe I'm saving myself because somebody probably would have been upset. But I'm going to go to 216-566. 216-566, how you doing out there?
I'm blessed. How are you this evening, Brother Al?
I am doing well. It's good to hear from you.
Likewise. I feel very privileged to be able to come on the air this evening and speak with you. There is something that I absolutely do want the public to know. However, the very crooked and wily behavior by some specific rogue Cleveland police does continue against certain members of society, in this case African American, and that in this particular case is Mr. Hargis, whom any of your listeners that are familiar with his story that began actually prior to October 10th of 2014, but does seem to continue in lieu of harassment, stalking, threats, coercion, attempted coercion by Cleveland police. And we're speaking at this particular time, Brother Al, specifically of badges 1225 and 1269. Badge 1269 that accompanied the aforementioned badge number to my home on several occasions. A few of those instances did include a false alarm that, you know, sometimes in my case was pressed by a, you know, an ADT prompt. Well, we've all done it. Most of us have anyway. It's a human mistake. But when these officers came, they had a mission in mind, and that was to definitely attempt to harass us and to try to threaten us and silence us in lieu of my many appearances on your show and dear Brother Art's show. I did, you know, was very disappointed that I missed you guys unsigned, but I'm going to make it as brief as possible because I know you want to get to your other callers. But this last incident took place on or about the 16th of this month. And after the false alarm went off at my home, Brother Al, I immediately called in and let them know that it was a false alarm. I even, you know, went to the door and showed, you know, ID. Not that we really even have to do this in our own homes, our own private homes, but I even showed them that the alarm was false, but they weren't there about the alarm. They were here to threaten us. Now, prior to this past Saturday, and I better go back to Saturday quickly because this particular badge number 1269 that was trying to pry into my home on several occasions, in addition to a badge number 7 from the dog warden department, which is a form of harassment, and someone called that we had complained about near or about, you know, the property where I live, that is supposed to be in a Hill Place Homeowners Association. The details are just very quite upsetting once we were to get into them, and I'll be able to expound on that when we speak more privately along with Brother Art.
No problem.
When I come to the meeting. But on this past Saturday, he beat on the door. This was badge 1269 that had tried to break into my home, literally, on several occasions, after trying to initiate a false and very fraudulent probate warrant. You know, when your enemies know that you're on to them and you're absolutely going to stand up for your rights, many oftentimes the first thing that they will attack is your mental state, and they will try to make it appear as if you are imagining things or are delusional, for those of us that are in the know. But to make a very long story short, he beat on my door, demanded to get in, and threatened to kick in my door, which obviously would not have been a good idea. I then phoned the police and let them know what was going on. They knew that I was going to call the supervisor, because I've reported these two before, badge 1225 and badge 1269 of the Cleveland Police Department, and then he yells and stands in front of the unit in a way that he tried to embarrass us. Well, of course, I'm not embarrassed, because I'm going to fight this to the very end. And I am not going to be silenced by this type of solicitous behavior and this type of rogue behavior from the Cleveland police. And this is just to name a few, Brother Al. So I do want the public to know that this type of behavior does continue. Of course, we know Mr. Hargis was unjustly detained back in October of 2014. So, yes, this is just a few of these many events that we have experienced even in the last few weeks.
Thank you so much for calling. And I want to tell you something before you go to hold the line. I appreciate the fact that you took down the badge numbers.
By
taking down those badge numbers, we don't realize it makes it very easy for after our meeting or even beforehand, since I have your contact information, I can now do a follow-up on my end and ask about those certain things and let them know that other outside entities are looking at it and even watching where you live very close, because sometimes when we allow ourselves to feel like we're by ourselves or we go to handle things by ourselves, the system will treat us like we're by ourselves. But I do remember I had a very good feeling when, on behalf of you and Mr. Hargis, with myself and Brother Don, we went down just to be there on your behalf, and it was a good feeling then, and it's good to know that you're still fighting hard and you haven't let anybody, you know, stomp down your feeling of entitlement, and what you're entitled to is being treated very fairly and being able to at least interact and be heard. So we're there with you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
No problem. And thank you. If you hold on for just a moment. And I just want to put out there that I just want to thank her, because there are a lot of times when she called before, there are times before we even began to work together that she would call the show in the last couple of minutes. And I don't know what type of work schedule or what have you, but it helps so much when you're able to call in and be heard. It helps my job a whole lot easier than anything else in the world. So, you know, before I play something, got to go back and play something from Black Odyssey, which is the track called Keep Playing. But I want to let people know, if you want to contact us, you can contact blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com, which is Black on Black Crime Incorporated's website. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, inbox, what have you. That's cool. And then the personal phone number is 216-804-7462. That's 216-804-7462. Do not use that number until like another 6 minutes this show is off the air, because if you call me while I'm doing the radio show right now, you got to be clowned. So with that being said, it's time to send out this, and I'll be right back. This is Black Odyssey. Keep praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed,
head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, no matter what.
Wow, you know, Black Odyssey, that's their track, Keep Praying. The song that I'll be taking you out on shortly is Perfect Storm from Ayolo. Ayolo, member of Black Man's Army, has a very strong song out that has caught a lot of people's attention. My thing is, right now, before I even play that song, I want to give a special thank you, definitely from the creator. A special thank you to those people who choose to tune in. Even if you don't wish to speak, I appreciate you tuning in to listen. I pray that you take something out of it. Anytime anybody wants to add something, I pray for those and thank those who call in and add something to the conversation as well. And for those who listen online or they go back and listen later on, I'm thankful for that. And it means a lot. I mean, when I look at the legacy of the Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., when I think about his legacy and I go out there on the front line or do certain things, be it for families or people who might need that extra shoulder-to-shoulder to stand on, sometimes my group doesn't have all the answers, but if we know of another group that does, it's our right. It's what we need to do to direct people to that group and still stand there and be there. I'm thankful to be part of a group that definitely does not charge people for services or what have you. Being paid sometimes is a good thing, but sometimes when you do things because your heart's in it, it means you're going to do a lot more. And for those people who can't make it out on the front lines, that's all right. Did you know sometimes if you just pray for those who go out, or if you spread the information and share the information, that is beautiful in itself. Never let anybody cause you to feel otherwise. You know, like I say, if you're working, if you're in bad health or what have you, send that prayer out, You never know what we might encounter that prayer might help. So with that being said, listen to the words. Perfect storm.
It was a case that sparked outrage across the nation and heartbreak here in Cleveland. 12-year-old Tamir Rice playing with a gun outside a rec center. The gun turned out to be fake and was shot to death by a rookie police officer who says that he thought it was real. Now the Cuyahoga County prosecutor has released three brand new reports on the shooting just within the past few hours. One is from the highway patrol.
Okay, we got Hurricane Timothy Lawmiss, Frank Strongbot, and Tamir Rice. This ain't even near right. Can somebody please tell me when is CPD respond to a gun call, which is one car, two officers, 2 feet in 2 seconds for a rolling stop. Drop the gun, oh we got a gun and a double shot, and we got a warm front coming from Youngstown and a cold coming from Springfield. Semi-automatic time, bow, let the thunder sound, flame, lightning gun, smoke, cloud, out in plain sight. Politicians waiting and debating and the shit just look like a gang initiation. I ain't hating, I just can't take all the bullshit. Cover up, lies and the double ups and all the backflips. Just a murder black kid in a place out in West Park, on the west side of the city, in the state, in the Midwest, and get away.
The Cleveland police officer who shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice will not face charges. Timothy Lehman, who was white, killed Rice, an African-American, last year after he brandished a toy gun outside a Cleveland rec center. The New York Times' Mitch Smith notes that the 911 caller who reported seeing Rice's toy cautioned that Tamir was probably a juvenile and that the weapon was probably fake.
Okay, we got Hurricane Prosecutor. You ain't prosecuting, you just prostituting. Got to shooting blue. True lies when your mouth is moving. How you doing, Tim? McGinty, are you the pimp or the hoe? Because I know somebody got to be both, cause we get fucked out of civil rights and we paying two lives of the youth. Pay a fine when we going through. I'm just waiting for the hailstorms and the typhoons to tell me how these two cops make the right move, cause I ain't got a clue how in the red, white, and blue star spangled flying fuck is it just to roll up and just bust on the kid while he's playing with his toy in a park full of kids. I mean, you gotta be one petty fucking boot licking brown nose and parasite fake phony con artist for even trying to turn a blind eye on the drive-by to a black kid by the law type like it's all right, you coward.
Timothy J. McGinty, the county prosecutor who announced there would be no charges, said that while this was a perfect storm of human error, the evidence did not constitute criminal action by police, and that the benefit of doubt must be given to a police officer who must make a split-second decision. Another prosecutor said, "We don't second-guess police officers."
Is this the